Computing Now Guest Editor's Introduction, May 2015, by Sundara Nagarajan. Is the storage application layer fueling innovation in storage infrastructure? Industry reports indicate that digitally generated data is doubling roughly every year. This isn't an evolution, but rather a disruptive change that presents a new set of opportunities and problems to the storage industry and researchers. We're already experiencing the next paradigm in data processing as enterprises and individuals adapt how they store, manage, and consume this tsunami of data. With the advent of large-scale, globally distributed application architectures, storage infrastructure must enable transactional continuity and non-disruptive operation. Application architectures are driving the separation of performance and capacity in storage infrastructure. Clear separation between data management and storage management is also the order of the day. In essence, the storage infrastructure for big data is becoming not only application-driven, but application-optimized. Context. Storage infrastructure enables data collection, storage, protection, and delivery for consumption. These days, it's crucial to balance efforts at minimizing capital and operating costs for storage infrastructure, while always heeding the storage mantra, never lose data, and always serve it within the limits of user tolerance. The emergence of storage class memory and in-memory storage on the compute node is extending the storage tier from disks to the highest levels of performance. The storage tiers are also extending from disks to the other end of the pragmatic trade-offs with cloud storage as a service. The big challenge with these widened storage tiers is how to ensure efficient data access for applications. Distribution of data access is a non-trivial issue. A significant component of storage spending is storing and moving duplicate copies of data. As data transitions to big data, the problem of managing copies grows, thereby driving storage efficiency innovations. The most important innovation arising from the big data infrastructure will come from application awareness and application management needs. Data processing models are rapidly evolving beyond traditional relational database management systems and the more recent MapReduce paradigms. The near real-time needs of big data and analytics are driving innovation in the data modeling and application architectures. Infrastructure architectures must evolve and adapt with this changing landscape of data models and application algorithms. This change presents myriad technical problems and research opportunities in evolving the underlying storage infrastructure. Big data platform. The emergence of software-defined storage architectures has provided significant flexibility in storage management and operation. However, the evolution of storage infrastructure to efficiently support the big data paradigm is far from over. Big data platforms must find the optimum balance among application continuity, data protection, access control, and processing performance. This balancing act involves moving large blocks of data across the storage tiers of performance and capacity. Bear in mind that this data movement is bidirectional. Near real-time processing requirements are forcing application developers to innovate in terms of receiving and processing data elements. It's essential to minimize the overhead while processing the data elements, but not lose the transaction if the processing node goes down. These requirements are far tighter than the traditional decision support systems that process data in batches. The POSIX Portable Operating System Interface file system abstraction has long been the basis of organizing data elements on the storage infrastructure. Distributed file system operations are now mature for large-scale reliable operations. However, newer applications and associated data types are motivating application developers to explore different routes to tame the storage infrastructure, or to be oblivious to it, perhaps expecting magic. By itself, this isn't a new desire. Relational database architects have traditionally managed the underlying storage systems directly without the overhead of standardized file systems. Another example of such application-driven optimization is to enable Hadoop to run natively on network file system-based shared storage systems. With big data applications, we're beginning to see the application middleware or the application itself directly drive such optimizations. Key value stores, column-oriented databases, multimedia content files, document data tables, and other new kinds of data modeling at larger scale, combined with newer programming paradigms, present new investigation opportunities. In combination with application of the well-known CAP theorem, high availability architectures at the infrastructure level enable transactional continuity. For example, no user transaction shall be lost while the components of the system may fail. At big data scale, the infrastructure is expected to face ongoing changes at the hardware level due to repair and maintenance operations. Delivering consistent, near real-time performance, even when the infrastructure is failing, is an important property of such storage systems. Data security and encryption methods are now well developed at the storage systems level. At big data scale, the challenge shifts to effective trade-offs between access speed and access control. Although big data signifies a paradigm shift in the way enterprises develop business insights, it isn't practical to expect ongoing businesses to make an instantaneous switch. Therefore, hybrid architectures are the order of the day. These trends point to the creation of a data fabric service that transports blocks of data efficiently across not only tiers of storage, but storage clusters. Theme articles. A good starting point for the solutions to come in the service model is Eli Collins's Big Data in the Public Cloud, which explores how infrastructure consumption models are evolving in the context of applications. From there, Ganesh Chandra Deka presents various data modeling tools and paradigms for big data in his Survey of Cloud Database Systems. Together, these two articles set the context for how applications are evolving. In Storage Challenge, Where Will All That Big Data Go?, Neil Leavitt gives an overview of the state of the art in storage technologies and products, while indicating that the mix of storage options will look very different 5 years from now. Of course, these changes will not be without their challenges, and Yifan Robin Chen's The Growing Pains of Cloud Storage discusses the underlying issues in engineering large-scale storage systems designed to address capacity growth. Zhaozhu Zhang and Feng Zhu's Survey of Research on Big Data Storage examines big data's defining characteristics and associated challenges. To address such challenges, Fedi Gabara, H. Peter Hofsti, and Kevin Nauka argue in second-generation big data systems for the need to incorporate appropriate structures to support multiple analytic models on varied data types, as well as the ability to respond in near real time. Towards Scalable Systems for Big Data Analytics, a technology tutorial by Han Hu and his colleagues touches on all aspects of the big data paradigm and infrastructure. The highlight of this tutorial is the literature survey and its rich set of references. Perspectives. Ian Stoica is a professor in the Electrical Engineering Computer Sciences Department at the University of California, Berkeley. Since 2013, he has served as CEO of Databricks, a startup he co-founded to commercialize technologies for big data processing. In this short video, he talks about how users are demanding fast answers and discusses techniques for utilizing the infrastructure better. In our second Industry Perspectives video, Brian Marshall, VP of Corporate Development at Hortonworks, discusses changes in the landscape of storage infrastructure. Marshall has spent the past 15 years conducting fundamental research on the technology sector from both a buy-side and sell-side perspective. Trends indicate that the application layer will drive the next innovations in storage infrastructure. The storage infrastructure is delivered as a service via the self-service paradigm with sophisticated automation. Because business agility needs are motivating application development and operations workers, the DevOps model, to lead innovation in the data center, the storage infrastructure will evolve to work seamlessly with computing and networking. People looking for opportunities to solve challenging problems in big data infrastructure must look up to the application layer. For example, the Storage Networking Industry Association, SNIA, organizes a dedicated committee focused on analytics and big data. SNIA provides a wealth of information on how the storage infrastructure industry is evolving to meet this challenge. Sundara Nagarajan is a technical director with NetApp, based in Bangalore, India. He's also Computing Now's regional liaison to IEEE Computer Society activities in India. Visit his LinkedIn profile at linkedin.com/in/Nagarajan or contact him at s.nagarajan@computer.org.
According to several recent reports, data generated is projected to grow faster than more slow. At the same time, people want faster and faster answers to accelerate turning data into value, whether this means improving business processes or accelerating scientific discovery. Driven by the demand for faster answers, we are seeing rapid development and adoption of low-latency, high-throughput storage technologies. Indeed, today it is not uncommon to see servers with 1 terabyte of RAM or more, and cloud providers using solid-state devices extensively. In fact, some of these providers, such as DigitalOcean, provide SSD-only instances. However, the widespread adoption of these new storage technologies is not enough. As the data grows faster than Moore's law, the increase in the capacity of these technologies will not be enough to keep up with the demand. A promising approach to address this challenge is approximate query processing. Instead of processing the entire dataset, one can process only a sample, thus trading the accuracy for speed. There are several reasons of why approximate query processing is so compelling in the context of the big data today. First, a lot of data we collect today is dirty as it comes from user and machine logs. This means that even if you are able to process the entire dataset, we will still not be guaranteed to get an exact answer. If the processing error is lower than the input error, then approximate query processing will not materially impact the accuracy of the result. Second, to get deep insights from the data, we employ more and more machine learning and graph processing algorithms. These algorithms are statistical in nature, and thus, they already have an error model built in. Third, to make decisions, we don't always need exact answers. In many cases, we are comfortable to make a decision as long as the answer is precise enough. Finally, for many approximate algorithms, the error depends only on the sample size. It does not depend on the original data size. This means that as the data set increases, we don't need to analyze more data to improve the accuracy. While very promising, approximate query processing doesn't come without challenges. In particular, today we can only compute errors for rather simple algorithms. Generalizing the error computation to more sophisticated algorithms remains an exciting area of future research.
Current trends indicate that the data generated is doubling close to a year, and the doubling period is shortening every cycle. Doesn't this indicate a paradigm shift in the storage and data management?
Definitely. If you look at it, data is doubling virtually every year, and about 85% of the projected data growth going forward is going to be the new paradigm of data: mobile, social, clickstream, Internet of Things, sensor data, etc. And so that doesn't traditionally fit into the legacy silos, if you will, the relational databases, the EDW platforms, the enterprise data warehouse platforms. And so a new architecture is required to effectively capture, store, process, and then analyze all this new data. So it's estimated that by 2020, 40 zettabytes of information will be stored worldwide. And we believe that Hadoop is going to be the main platform for all of that new data to be stored, processed, and analyzed.
And how are organizations going to keep up with the tsunami of data?
Well, that's where Hadoop comes into play. So it's our view here at Hortonworks that we believe that Hadoop will effectively re-architecture or re-platform the data layer of the enterprise. And so we're definitely not disintermediating the legacy silos. We are integrating with those legacy silos and adding more functionality. So you would take some of the data, the structured transactional legacy data from a relational database or an enterprise data warehouse, bring it replicated, bring it onto the Hadoop platform, where for the first time ever you would combine it with the new paradigm of data, and then you would run your analytics, your applications on top of that platform through basically what is known as YARN, which is effectively a data operating system, and those enterprise applications would plug on top of YARN to effectively have access to the data lake, the Hadoop cluster, if you will. And some of those applications would include Vertica, Spark, DataStax, Tableau, Splunk, you know, many common applications like that.
How has the storage infrastructure and data management changed in the big data era?
Well, it's going to change quite a bit. Obviously, we have a situation where the legacy infrastructure isn't going anywhere. Obviously, we have a tremendous amount of infrastructure in place today, but that's going to be augmented or enhanced with some new forms of architecture. And again, that would be the combination of open source software, like a Hadoop distribution, for example, Hortonworks Data Platform, HDP, on top of commodity infrastructure. So basically x86 servers or nodes. And so that in conjunction with the existing storage infrastructure, like network attached storage from NetApp or SAN, et cetera, network storage architecture would connect with the new sort of paradigm, if you will, of Hadoop, and effectively create the data lake, if you will. And so it's going to be a combination of existing platforms as well as some of these new platforms like Hadoop.
And what are the emerging devices and techniques?
Well, that's going to be what's really interesting, because the value of bringing all this data under management, the legacy data coupled with the new paradigm of data, is going to be all the transformational use cases that emerge on top of the platform. And so the beauty is you're able to have effectively applications that have never been built before. So because you have all this vast amount of data under management on one single cluster, then you're able to run advanced analytics that you've never been able to do in the past. And so transformational workloads, advanced analytics, deep data exploration and discovery, predictive analytics, all these things are going to be now basically a reality because of what Hadoop is doing in conjunction with the existing architecture. So, you know, it's our view that it's not just data center optimization or IT optimization where you have ETL offload or an active archive. The Hadoop platform is going to be much more analytical in nature, and you're obviously still going to have your transactional elements that are already out there. And so that's how we view the world going forward.
Great. How will the ubiquity of data be achieved in the big data paradigm?
Well, if you think about it, much of the data that's being generated in the past wasn't stored, and it's our view that there is value in all types of data. And so if you have a platform or an architecture that will bring in legacy data and you can store the new paradigm of data at cost-effective price points, then for the first time ever, you're able to combine those data sets on one cluster and run analytics on top of that data set. And so with our technology, Hortonworks Data Platform, which is the only 100% open source distribution within Hadoop, you're able to run batch, interactive, and real-time applications simultaneously on the same cluster on a shared data set. So that's going to enable you to analyze the ubiquity of data going forward.
What are the new trends and thinking you are seeing with data protection with big data?
Data protection is obviously paramount. So when you think about all these new architectures that are going to be weaved into the data center fabric of an enterprise, obviously it has to be enterprise ready. And so what that means is it obviously has to have the core elements from a Hadoop distribution standpoint, like HDFS and MapReduce and YARN, etc. But it also has to have the data services that are commonly associated with the traditional storage portfolios in the marketplace today, such as management, security, operations, etc. And so if you think about some of the security and data governance initiatives, those are actually starting to gain much more attention on a go-forward basis. I would highlight open source projects such as Apache Ranger, for example, and the upcoming data governance submitted project called Apache Atlas. And so these are going to be much more at the focal point for many organizations going forward because of this fact of data protection.